You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Marine Park will be a gathering place this Sunday for cancer survivors and those who want to honor their loved ones with a celebration of life walk. Here to tell us more is Emily Ricci, president of Cancer Connection. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today, live in the studio. Well, many of our listeners know that Cancer Connection is a literal lifeline for people in Juneau who face a cancer diagnosis. Would you remind us of some of the programs and services that you offer?
Sure, absolutely. So Cancer Connection is a local grassroots nonprofit started by members of the community here in Juneau, and we serve residents all over Southeast Alaska, including cancer patients and survivors and their families. And we offer a variety of different programs. One of our more popular ones is we have a apartment that we've rented down in Seattle, right in between Swedish and Virginia Mason. And we offer that to residents who need to travel for treatment at a subsidized rate. We also offer travel assistance for anyone that needs to travel for treatment. We offer up to $750 a year. It is not means-based. So if people are coming into Juneau from other communities or if they're traveling from Juneau down to Seattle, I encourage you to go online, check out the program, and see if you're eligible for up to $750 in travel reimbursement. We offer a support group the third Tuesday of every month. If people want to come in and talk about their experiences, it's a great way to connect with other people who may be experiencing something similar. And then we offer a peer support program. So if you have been newly diagnosed or are in a survivorship phase and you want to talk to someone who may have a similar diagnosis or experience, you can reach out to Cancer Connection and we'll try to find someone with a similar experience and put you in contact with them for some one-on-one discussions. We also offer something called Team Survivor Yoga, and that is Saturdays at 10 a.m. So you can right now it's being offered through Zoom, but you can go online on our website and get more information. And then we also offer some counseling assistance program. We know that this can be extremely challenging for many people, and we want to make sure that if they need assistance, we help with that. So we offer a variety of different programs, and then we've got some really fun in-person events, and we're excited to hold these in-person events this year. It's been a couple of years, like everyone else, where we went virtual for a long time, but this year we're coming back to in-person events.
Yes, I imagine with your clientele, you'd have to be particularly careful with what you do in person and what you don't, and keeping everybody safe and healthy. What's the snapshot of cancer in our community at this time? Is there a pretty high demand for your help?
There is. There is a demand for our help, unfortunately. There always is. And, you know, I think looking back over the past couple of years, people may have potentially put off doing some of the preventive care that they typically would have. So we are seeing increased demand in our services. And I don't think that's unique to Juneau or quite frankly, Alaska. So.
Well, you've come on the show many times to update us on the Cancer Connection and the activities and the event. So how long have you yourself been a part of the organization, and how did you get involved?
I've been a part of the organization now since probably 2015 or 2016. And I got involved after my own cancer diagnosis. As a young adult, I was diagnosed with cancer and was very fortunate and in remission now, but went through treatment and chemo and radiation. And, it really challenged my perception about life as well as pretty much every aspect of my life at the time. And Cancer Connection was a really incredible support for me during that time period. And after I finished treatment, I just wanted to be involved with the organization. It's a nice way to kind of give back.
It's a real comfort to our listeners to know that there's this resource out there because, cancer, unfortunately, is pretty common and it's pretty scary. And a cancer diagnosis during the COVID pandemic, I think, is even more so. So anyway, thank you for doing what you do. What are some of the things that motivate you to stay involved with Cancer Connection?
Really, the people and the way that this organization touches the community is pretty incredible. I've never worked with an organization or been on a board where we just have such spontaneous support from different community members, different groups. I think some of that is reflected in our award honorees for our National Cancer Survivors Day this year. But we have different groups that hold spontaneous fundraisers for us because they're thinking of us and they realize that there's been the organization has either affected themselves or their loved ones in a very positive way. And I think that's very unique.
This Sunday is National Cancer Survivors Day, and the Cancer Connections is planning a pretty big celebration. Before we get into the details, I know that there are some important people that you'll be honoring on Sunday. So can we talk a little bit about them and what their contributions are?
Sure. We're very excited to announce our 2022 award honorees. Our Medical Professional of the Year is Dr. Nicholas Newberry, and if you're a lady in town, you might be familiar with him, but he specializes in women's health, and he has been wonderful to work with. Our Volunteer of the Year is Kim Mouseth, and Kim has been so supportive of the organization as a board member and then beyond, helping coordinate Beat the Odds, which is our largest fundraiser and race, and is not a small effort to put on. So we really want to acknowledge Kim. Our Survivor of the Year is Heather Vogel, and if you know Heather, she is just a force to be reckoned with. She is fantastic, and I'm excited to be able to honor her. Our Philanthropist of the Year is Janice Schultz, and she has just made some incredible donations to the Cancer Connection organization. Our Corporate Partner is Southeast Medical Clinic, and they are just a lovely, lovely group of medical providers here in town. And then our Youth Inspiration Award is a Thunder Mountain High School softball team. And they have supported us consistently through fundraisers and other events for many years.
That's great to hear. What a wonderful list of very generous and caring people and strong people. How are some of the ways that your organization selects these honorees?
You know, we really look back, try to look back as a board and think about who has provided some really, you know, strong support or who's kind of gone above and beyond in terms of their interactions with the cancer community here in Juneau. So it varies every year. And then, of course, we try to make sure that we're covering everybody at some point, right?
What does it mean to the honorees to receive this award?
You know, I was an honoree maybe 4 years ago, and it was really wonderful. It meant a lot to me. I know it meant a lot to my family and friends, and I imagine the other honorees feel the same way. It's just a really nice affirmation of some of the hard work or energy or effort that you've put into supporting the cancer community here in Juneau and beyond, so really all of Southeast Alaska.
So let's talk about the event on Sunday where your honorees will be will be part of the ceremony, will be introduced, and we'll talk all about them, and then there'll be a walk and a lunch. So that starts on Sunday. Do you want to tell us all about it?
Sure. Yep. If you want to join us, come down on Sunday, June 5th. It's going to start 11 a.m. at Marine Park, and we're going to recognize the honorees of the year and hear a little bit from them. And then we're going to walk together as a group to the Bill Overstreet Park, a.k.a. the Whale Statue. And once we're there, we have boxed lunches from V's that I'm really excited about. And we'll be able to sit and enjoy, hopefully, some more good weather. I haven't looked yet, so I'm not sure. but we'll be able to enjoy the view and the boxed lunches.
That sounds lovely. So what part of that are you most looking forward to?
You know, I really enjoy kind of the beginning of the walk when we wrap up the honorees and then we start walking. I feel like there's just a sense of community that's really nice as you walk along together. I know people are thinking about people who have been impacted or maybe their journey, and that's probably my favorite part.
You're very visible at that point, too, when you're walking along, like when you're in downtown and walking along Egan there, and people can see you. And I know a lot of times you're wearing T-shirts and things like that to identify who you are. And it's always fun to see.
It is. It is. It makes you feel like you're not alone in you know, whatever you've been facing.
So after Sunday, what's next for Cancer Connection?
Well, in August, we're going to have our Beat the Odds race, and that's going to be in person again. We held it in person last year, but we're doing it again this year, and that is, again, one of our largest fundraisers. And then in the fall, we're going to have our health forum, which usually includes a speaker that we bring into town, as well as a free healthy lunch. And we are planning to do that in person. It will be the first in-person health forum in over 2 years, so that we're excited about that.
That's right. I think one of the first interviews you and I had was not in person. It was via Zoom. It was about the health forum. and now we're live in the studio and I'm meeting you for the first time. In fact, all my guests are live today for the first time since pre-COVID. Nobody on Zoom today. So that's my own personal milestone here at KTOO.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, it really is. Well, thank you for being here and being a part of it. And thank you so much for all that you do with Cancer Connection. I know it is a great comfort and resource to our community. So again, Sunday, June 5th, 11 a.m. at Marine Park, followed by a walk to the Bill Overstreet Park for the V's boxed lunch. It sounds great. Anything else you'd like to share, Emily?
I just really appreciate giving time on the show and all the support the community has shown us over the years.
Well, thanks again so much for being here, and have a great time at your event on Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too.